My dear people of God, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, invites us to celebrate this Sunday as the Sunday of the Word of God. Word of God, which created the universe, you and I is alive and active even today. Everything in the world, above and below, is alive in the Word. The Word gives life, and the Word is life because the Word dwells among us and has taken the human form so that we live in the Word and the Word in us. In correspondence to the call of our Holy Father Pope Francis, the liturgy of the day presents to us the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Jesus begins his ministry after John had been arrested. He has understood the immediacy and the urgency of the proclamation of the Word of God as the one having authority. Therefore, people saw in him a difference that made many to follow him, a difference that caused many to think, a difference that allowed many to recognize him, and a difference that led many to be zealous about him. My dear people of God, we heard today in the first reading from the book of prophet Isaiah. The background to today's passage is in the year 723 BCE, where the people of Israel were taken into exile by king of Assyria, namely Tiglath-Pileser III. And the people of Israel were in bondage, and they were suffering in the exile, and they were living in darkness. And they were questioning God, why this to them? And they were not believing in the commandments of God. Rather, they were praising and worshiping the ghosts and doing behaving, they are not like God's children. They were accusing God for their status of life. And to this situation, prophet Isaiah announces good news to them. You will no more live in darkness from the land of Naphtali, Zebulun, at the West Sea of Galilee. And that's where a prophet shall arise and preach good news to you, and you shall see light. And we see in today's gospel, Jesus begins his public ministry there, in the land of Zebulun and Naphtali, the West Sea of Galilee. People have seen in him the light. The darkness is dispelled, and they see in him light. We heard in today's second reading, where St. Paul is teaching to the Corinthians. People were in a lot of divisions, making among themselves dividing Christ. I belong to Paul. I belong to Apollos. I belong to Cephas. And Paul is questioning them. Is Paul crucified for you? And why do you make divisions among you? Live in union. For in the name of Jesus, you have to live. And all are united in Jesus' name. Today, we are not far away from the people of Corinth. We do have or make a lot of divisions. In the name, I say, I am a reader. I am a pastor of this church. What I say is the final word. I'm a greeter. I'm a choir member, or I'm a musician, I'm a sacristan, I have a membership in the parish council or pastoral council and so on. We are all together in union with Jesus Christ. We all work for the same Jesus Christ. There shall not be any divisions. My dear people of God, to say in India, people based on the region and the caste or the area where they want to lead that day's liturgy, not the other people, not the other group of people. Though there are many good things happen like this, where they all of them carry the Bible in their hand while they come to the church. And the priest, when he delivers the homily, asks anyone, please take and read Isaiah chapter 14, verse 4. Immediately someone reads. So that's a way of giving interest to read the word of God in the mindset of people. And to make everyone, that everyone is equal before God, there are no divisions. And we also have to be like, we are supposed to be in union in Jesus Christ. And we give a lot of lame excuses these days. If Jesus comes today and asks, follow me, we may give a lot of excuses and reasons. No, no, I have a ball game, or I have to watch something on TV, or I have to go and pick up someone. So we give a lot of excuses, I'm sure. Positive. My dear people of God, when Jesus called the apostles, James and John, Andrew and Simon, they followed him immediately. Note the point, immediately. They left everything. Their livelihood is catching fish and mending their nets. And they left everything. Immediately they followed Jesus. They left everything. They did not have the second thought. If I follow him, will I be able to get my livelihood? Or will I be able to eat the daily bread and so on? No, they did not have any that sort of questions. Rather, they followed Jesus immediately. Are we ready to follow Jesus immediately in our daily lives? Do the word of God inspire in us daily that we read and change our lives? For when we divide into two parts in today's gospel, Jesus was preaching for the repentance, believe in the kingdom of heaven, repent. And the second part, he calls the apostles, he calls the disciples. So a call to repentance and a call to follow. Are we all ready to repent ourselves of our former ways and follow Jesus faithfully in our lives? The word repentance means, it comes from the Greek word metanoia, which literally means change of heart. Do we have that change of heart, change our lives into good ways and follow Jesus faithfully in our daily lives? Introspect into ourselves. How far am I able to be the true disciple of Jesus? The radicality of discipleship will be understood only when we know him closely and follow him. And then we will not give any lame excuses. We will follow like that of Andrew, James, John, and Simon immediately. Immediately. Without any lame excuses. We will give a right answer to Jesus in our lives. My friends, let us repent ourselves. Believe in the kingdom of heaven. Today, the word of God is proclaimed to you. And not to the walls. And all those who are even watching live on the TV, you have to follow Jesus faithfully in your lives. Forgetting all the lame excuses, giving no excuses at all, to the Word of God. Then we will see the real light in the darkness. As the people of Israelites have seen in Jesus the light, today we may also see the same light in our lives if we follow Him faithfully, that we may all may come out of our darkness of sin and follow Him, the light of the world. Let this be our prayer today and forever.